hymn 752. 752. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. 752, and we'll remain seated as we sing the verses of this hymn, please. Let's just unite in a word of prayer together, praying that the Lord will be among us tonight as we come to seek him on behalf of ourselves and of our nation. Let's seek the Lord now in prayer, please. Our loving Father, we still ourselves again in thy courts. And Lord, we come first of all with thanksgiving. O God, that we're here tonight in health and strength, and soundness of mind, with all bodily faculties working and in order. And we rejoice, O God, in thy manifold mercies and thy goodness toward us. We lift our hearts in praise and thanksgiving to thee, the one who is our hope and who is our help, Lord, a very present help, Lord, as we thought about at the beginning of the year. And Lord, surely thou hast been our help, Lord, to this present juncture. And as we look back, Lord, surveying thy good hand upon us, we now, Lord, gaze into the unknown future. And we say, O God, that thou art forever the same. Thou art the God who changes not, the one in whom there is no variableness, neither is there shadow of turning. Thou art the unchanging and the unchangeable God, the rock of our salvation, that great rock that shall never be moved, no matter what guns or whatever artillery is placed against Christ the rock, we rejoice that he shall never be shaken. And Lord, therefore we ground ourselves, or we have by faith grounded ourselves upon that immovable rock. Thou art, dear Father, a shield of thy people, the lifter up of our heads, the one who brings encouragement and solace in our hour of need. And Lord, we confess we are in an hour of need. We need thee, dear God. We desperately need thee in these days. And therefore, we come to seek mercies from our God. We come, Lord, in faith, believing. Lord, let us not doubt thee. Let us not come, O God, as the double-minded man would come, like that, Lord, one tossed upon the restless sea, the one who receives nothing from the Lord. But let him ask in faith. Lord, let us be those whose faith is strengthened in these days. Thou hast said to, Lord, us even in recent days, I will trust and not be afraid. And therefore, O God, we rest on thee, our shield and our defender. Thou art, O God, the God of thy people. Lord, show thyself to us in these days. Lord, grant, dear Father, deliverance, we pray. And Lord, we'll praise thee for it, and will ascribe all glory to thee. We do think of those who are battling tonight. Lord, those who battle with the struggles just of this life and the cares of this life. We pray for thy people in the valley experience. Lord, draw near to such, we pray. We pray, Father, for those, O God, of like precious faith, who are not gathering as we presently are. Lord, bless thy servants. And, O God, all oversight, we pray, and give them help and wisdom and encouragement in this their time and day of need. Lord, answer prayer, and be pleased, dear Father, to bring such deliverance to us that it will surprise all who rule over us, all scientists, all medical staff, we pray. We do think of those who are working, Lord, under great stress and a great burden, Lord, even within our health service. Lord, bless thy people who are working there and others. Lord, all, O God, who would care. Lord, grant, dear Father, Lord, thy sustaining hand to be upon such, we pray. Forgive, dear God, our nation for its sin. Lord, the sin of abortion, and Lord, of same-sex marriage, and of drunkenness, and covetousness, and pride, and self-sufficiency, and fullness of bread, and opulence, O God. Lord, forgive us, we cry to thee. We lean not on the arm of flesh. We know that that arm will always fail. But Lord, our eyes are to our God. And Lord, we cry to thee that thou wilt hear prayer for Christ's sake, and be pleased, O God, to work wondrous things even in our midst. We look to thee now. Bless us as we gather around thy holy word, for we offer prayer in and through the Savior's precious name. Amen. Let's turn to Psalm 50. The Psalm number 50. I'm not too sure whether I have brought a word from this verse, but it was the verse that the Lord directed me to. And so before we get down to prayer, let me welcome you. Thank you for joining with us in the house of God. Those who are watching on Facebook Live, we welcome you in the Savior's name. And those who are watching now on Sermon Audio, we trust that you're able to hear us tonight as you join with us in the house of God for our Bible study, but more importantly, our season of prayer. Psalm number 50, and we're reading from the verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thine house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. We'll end our reading there at the verse number 15. Eliphaz, Job's friend, said in Job 5 in the verse number 7 that man is born on to trouble as the sparks fly upward. Just as it is as natural for sparks to rise from a log that has been placed within the fire, so it is so natural that in this world we are born onto trouble. Life in this sin-corrupted world is plagued with its manifold troubles. We have troubles within, and we have troubles without. We have our own personal troubles to contend with. Then we've got troubles in our family. And then we've got local and national and international trouble. We live in a troubled world. There is no doubt about that. However, in Psalm 50, in the verse number 15, we are instructed what we are to do in the day of trouble. And God directs us. We are not left to speculate ourselves or to think what we should do. But rather, this is a divine directive, a divine imperative that we are to carry out in a day of trouble. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Now, there are just three simple things that I want us to think about before we get down to prayer. The first thing that we're to do in the day of trouble is we're to take our troubles to God in prayer. We're to take our troubles to God in prayer. God says, call upon me in the day of trouble. You know, folks, it's good to know that there is someone that we can go to in our times and in our days of trouble. We have our God to turn to. God says, call unto me. Now, if you look back at the verse number 1, we can identify who this me is in the verse 15. Note there the opening words of the verse, the mighty God, even the Lord has spoken. These are the words of our God to our own hearts this evening. The actual rendering in the Hebrew is the El Elohim, Jehovah hath spoken. El, that incommunicable name of God, that name that reminds us of God all-sufficient, Elohim and Jehovah, our great God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Ra, Jehovah Shammah, all of the great Jehovahs, Jehovah Sekenu. This is the one to whom we call upon in our day of trouble. You see, who we call upon in the day of our troubles and the time of our trouble is often a very good indicator with regard to who we're actually depending upon and who we are trusting in. If our first port of call is to a loved one, a friend, a minister, that's simply an indicator that we're trusting in them to give good advice and direction for us in the time of trouble or the day of trouble. But if we go first and foremost to God, well, then that is a very good indicator, a very good gauge that it is He and He alone that we are trusting and depending upon. Our faith, brethren and sisters, in God is displayed and then validated when in the hour of trouble we go to Him in prayer. Matthew Henry said, our troubles, though we see them coming from God's hand, no doubt about that, must drive us to Him and not drive us from Him. The duty and the privilege of all true Christians in the day of trouble is to call upon God when others who know not God have no one to turn to. The ungodly have no one to turn to in the day of trouble. No one who can do anything for them but the Christian. We have one to whom we can turn to. In a moment of time, I was just thinking today about the plagues once again in the land of Egypt. And whenever the flies came in to that nation, there were flies everywhere, everywhere. And Pharaoh asked Moses to pray that those flies would be removed. And it was an amazing thing to think that not a fly remained. Not a fly remained of the hosts that swarmed into that great city and into those great towns of the city or of the land of Egypt at that time. Not a fly was left. Not a fly. See, God worked in a wondrous manner that He removed the whole pestilence completely. In a moment in time, in answer to the prayers of a righteous man, Moses and his brother Aaron. And God is well able to do the same again for us in our nation. It's also good to know, as we think about this first clause and about taking our troubles to God in prayer, it's also good to know that there are a limit. There is a limit always to our trouble. Note the psalmist, he speaks of the day of trouble. It's just a day. James Smith said, however severe our troubles may be, they are limited. It is the day of trouble. We have months of pleasure and years of health, but only days of trouble. The period is short, though painful. It may appear long when we are in it. For days of trouble, now we have an eternity of happiness before us. And so life's short day will soon come to an end. Let's then take our troubles to God in prayer. In this day of trouble, we are to secondly wait upon our God to deliver us from our trouble. The verse goes on to say, God again, the speaker, he says, I will deliver thee. There is a certainty about it. When we carry our burdens to God in prayer, well, then God has said, I will deliver thee. Now, the verse does not say how He will deliver us. That must be left to Him. He is the sovereign God, and it is His sovereign prerogative to use means and methods designed by His inscrutable wisdom to see us delivered from our troubles. It seems at times in our lives that there is no way out of our troubles. But whenever we reach that point, thank God, God is never at a loss in how He can deliver us. And so it does not say how, it does not say when. He has purposes always to fulfill. Those purposes may be revealed. Those purposes may be hidden to us as we make our way through the day of trouble, but God has purposes and reasons for what He is doing. And so until those purposes are fulfilled, until He has done what He has done, we are to sit still and wait for God. Wait in prayer. Wait in believing prayer, believing that He, in His good time and in His own purpose and way, will bring us out of the time and day of trouble. Yes, we have our part to play. We must not negate our responsibility. That's the first clause. Call upon Me in the day of trouble. But the reason why we call upon Him is because we can't deliver ourselves. He must deliver us. And thereby, we play our part, we do what is required of us, and then we allow God to do His part. He will deliver us. That's what God has said. And then thirdly and finally, in the day of trouble, we are to glorify our God when He delivers us from our troubles. We are told there, having been delivered by God, it goes on to say, and thou shalt glorify me. You see, God is pleased when He is glorified. And how do we glorify God? Well, we're told how we glorify God. If you look at the concluding verse of the chapter, you'll see how we can glorify God. This is one of the ways in verse 23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. When we are delivered from our troubles and we offer our praise to God, then God is glorified in that. As we speak of Him and how God has worked in our lives, testifying to others within the church fellowship and even those out there in the world, how God has worked on our behalf, God is glorified by the offering up of such praise. We can glorify Him in such a way. And so may God help us then, in the day that we're delivered, that we do not take the role of the 9 lepers, but of the single leper who returned to glorify God when he was delivered from his predicament and his day of trouble. Oh, that we would be those who would glorify God. Is that not what happened when the children of Israel reached the other side of the Red Sea? And whenever they recognized and understood that the Egyptian army had been annihilated there in the waters off that great body of water, what did they do? They sang. They sang a song. They sang a song that glorified God. God had dashed the chariots. He had taken off the wheels. He had saw an end to the enemies of the children of Israel. They made sure before they took another step that they glorify God. And oh, brethren and sisters, that God would do such a work in our little nation that it will cause us to glorify God. George Swinnick said, prayer is like the ring which Queen Elizabeth gave to the Earl of Essex, bidding him, if he were in any distress, send that ring to her and she would help him. God commandeth, he said, his people, if they be in any perplexity, to send this ring to him. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. We find ourselves in the day of trouble. Let's then take the course of action set forth before us and stipulated for us here in Psalm 50 in the verse 15. Let's call upon God. And brother and sister, let's call upon Him in anticipation of His deliverance, because we're not going to get it from anywhere else. If you keep listening to the news, it keeps going further and further into 2021. Spring, says our Prime Minister. Summer, says the French Prime Minister. But oh, that God would do something glorious that would cause us to glorify God. We can have the call for National Day of Prayer, and that's well and good, and I believe that that should be the case. But brethren and sisters, the ungodly aren't going to pray. Who are they going to pray to? If my people, that's where the call is. It's the call to the blood-bought Church of Jesus Christ. Let's pray tonight. Let's pray believing. Let's pray looking to God that God would give us a day that we would then come and return and glorify Him for what our God has done. May the Lord fix this little promise into our souls tonight, and may we be encouraged in these days. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts. Didn't expect to preach so long, but well, I trust that the Lord will bless His word. We welcome, as I said, you one and all. Thank you for coming. Let's use the time wisely. Can I encourage those who are watching in, please, turn off your devices, whatever you're watching, but do not go elsewhere. But join with us in prayer. You're as much part of the fellowship here, and as we go to the throne of grace. You'll be there and we'll be there by faith. And so let me encourage you to pray at home. Gather the children round, your loved ones, your husbands, wives, pray at home. And let's seek the Lord. Let's think of our meetings for the rest of the week, Friday night, our brother Mr. Laverty, as he brings the word, the Lord's Day services, Sunday school and Bible class, the family worship and the gospel service and the communion service as well, the open air, our brother Mr. Victor Kyle, in the will of God. Remember our nation. Pray for deliverance. Pray for mercy. We do not deserve it. We know it. But may the Lord continue to humble us. And may He forgive us of our sins. Pray for safety. The safety of our church family. Within and without the walls of this building. And I don't need to say anything more about that. Brethren and sisters. Pray for our ministers. And pray for our elders. And as we attempt to try and keep the public ministry open and keep everybody safe, can I say, brethren and sisters, this is plain and taking a great toll on us at this time. And I know it is for you as well. And you all have responsibilities and you're all working in different areas. And this is a time that we really just need the Lord. Pray for those who are working in the NHS. We did pray about that months ago, but now they're in the heart of it all. And we have workers here and people that are working here and others in other churches and then at the broader coalface. Pray for them, that God's hand will be upon them. Pray most importantly, and this is the most important, pray for a spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakening, that God's hand will be upon us. Pray for Dr. Cairns. He still continues to be in ICU. And then pray for other places and other people who are at this time enduring this sickness. And so let's be wise in all that we do within and without the house of God. And let's just keep looking to the Lord. We believe that He is in control. And we just leave it all with Him. And so let's seek the Lord in prayer, one after another. And let me encourage you to pray, yes, but also allow others to participate. So please allow others to do that. And the Lord will bless as we do so. So let's seek the Lord now in prayer. Our loving Father, we do bow ourselves before Thy face. Lord, we humble ourselves. What right have we to come to Thee? O God, what ground? Certainly nothing within ourselves. Certainly nothing, O God, within, O God, our nation. But yet, Father, we come in Christ and we rejoice that we are accepted because we find our acceptance in the Beloved. We do cry to Thee that Thou wilt, Lord, speedily hear us, hear our cries. They are, O God, cries. We have no one to turn to. We have exhausted all sources of aid, all people in whom we would have previously put our confidence, and we look alone to God. And surely this is the workings of God. Surely this is what the Lord, this is what Thou, O God, would want from us, to just look to Thee. While some trust in horses and others in chariots, we will remember the name of the Lord. And thou art the God of thy church, and thou art our God. Lord, we read it there concerning Israel, thy God. We thank thee, O God, that thou art our God, and we are in covenant relationship with thee through thy dear Son. And so for thy sake and for the blood-bought church of Jesus Christ, Lord, spare us, and Lord, save us, and give us a day in which we will glorify thee. O gracious Father, grant, dear God, the rebuking of the devourer. Grant, O God, mercy. O for a deluge of thy power. O for a visitation from on high. Grant, dear God, tokens of thy mercy. Lord, whilst we look and we despair, yet, O God, we cannot, for thou art our God, and thou hast said, hope thou in God, and therefore we hope in thee. Bless this body, bless this fellowship, keep us in the hollow of thine hand. Preserve this people. Keep us, Lord, and our families, and save those among us, we pray, who know not thee. We look to thee. Grant, Lord, grant, dear Father, a better day. Thou help us to pray, and Lord, help all to seek thee now as we wait on before thee. We offer.